The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from me what he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. So now, for a moment or two this morning, we're going to go back, have a little look at the first reading, and then the responsorial psalm, and see how they fit in very nicely. And the first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles again this morning. And I want to point out one little line in the Gospel this morning. I even discovered as I walked around that you have an altar to the unknown God. And that struck me as a very interesting word, the unknown God. Most of us, and I include myself here very much, I know I often speak, and I'm conscious of this more and more, as if I know God, I know all about God. And the fact is, I don't know a thing about God. And I go back to the time of St. Thomas Aquinas. St. Thomas Aquinas was one of the greatest theologians we ever had. And he wrote that magnificent tome, because it is a tome, an enormous book, called Summa Theologica. And all about God, describing God and everything about God. And the interesting thing, maybe most of us don't realize, 7 years before Thomas died, he put his pen down, and he never again wrote a thing. Not a thing. Because 7 years before he died, after all his writings about God, he came to the conclusion, I don't know a thing about God. And the conclusion he came to know that I don't know. And that's very important for us to realize, because we're always trying to figure out the mind of God. And that is an absolute waste of time. So we look at what's happening today in the world, and we have so many people saying, how does God allow this, or where is God, or what is God doing? Look, that's a waste of time. None of us know, can get into the mind of God. God is totally unknown. Now, that fits in very nicely because at the moment I've been reading, I don't know if you've ever heard of a book called The Cloud of Unknowing. The Cloud of Unknowing. It's a wonderful little book. And it's written by an anonymous writer way back in the 14th century. The Cloud of Unknown. And God is an unknown cloud. And that comes also in the gospel and how often Jesus said, you have no idea of what God is really like. And then if you look at our only clue, and it is a clue to what God is like, comes through very much in the responsorial psalm this morning. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. And at the moment, actually, interesting, we're seeing it from a new perspective. Looking at the news and the wonderful pictures sometimes on the television, you may or may not remember reports from places like New Delhi in India, from Beijing in China, and people walking around long, long before the pandemic began, wearing masks because of the fog. And in the middle of the day at noon, hardly being able to see where they were going because of the smog and the filth. And I remember myself going up to the top of the Empire State Building years and years ago and being amazed at you suddenly saw all the fog and the black smoke and the filth down below in which people were walking. And being more realistic about it, if you walk around New York City, not at the moment, but before the pandemic began, for an hour, and then blow your nose, you'll see what I mean. Because what comes out is black. Black is not a nice thing to say, but that is a fact. I've done it many, many, many times, actually. And so, in the midst of this pandemic, don't you think God is teaching us something? I think he is. And it's up to us. Open our eyes. Look at what's happening. And for everything, you pay a price. The price is what we're going through at the moment. But you know, hopefully we'll come out of this much, much better. And so right in there then comes the beautiful virtue of hope. So don't give up. Trust. I don't know what God is doing. I just have a faint idea. But God knows what he's doing. And that's what matters. Now time for some prayer.